Yo, yo, yo. Welcome back to This, That, and Those. Doing a special edition porch cast today with Alan Smith and Shane Zoller.
Yo, yo.
What up?
I usually do the intro before, but I was running short on time. They called me up. They wanted to do one, so here we are. Alan's doing his thing over there. Shane's sitting right here. And they wanted to talk this Mayweather versus McGregor boxing going down. Alan wanted to talk. What did you want to talk about? You want to talk about the Paulie?
Paulie Malignaggi. I think he's a bitch. Ooh. I think he's making it all up. I think McGregor probably did drop him in practice. Oh. And he's just a little butthurt. He got embarrassed, you know. But who knows? I could be wrong. People underestimate his conditioning.
I disagree.
Really?
Ooh. I do.
Let's hear your side.
I listen to Paulie talk a lot with Brendan Schaub on his podcast. And I just don't feel like he has any... He's not going to get anything from lying about that. He was going to get paid to train with McGregor. And him leaving early, he's not even getting paid, he just left. I don't see him needing any reason to lie about it.
I feel he wants back in the spotlight.
Paulie?
Yes, dude.
Hey, he's been out of it for a couple years.
I really do. He's taking McGregor's shine right now.
You think that's what this is?
I do.
He wants a payday? He wants next?
He's next up. I wouldn't mind if McGregor somehow wins. I'd like to see him fight Canelo.
Well, I feel like that's... Yeah.
Sorry, Connor.
Canelo would be a bad idea.
Yeah, that'd be awful.
That'd be bad. Bears.
But I could see... I mean, I get Mayweather wants to get the 50-0 or whatever the dumb shit is, but
it's a big risk. He's stepping in the ring with a guy that he doesn't have too much tape on.
He's got to pay his bills, dude.
Yeah, but that's what I was
gonna... at him with 10 different stances.
He wants that money, though, and the biggest paycheck for him would be if somehow this fight happened again, and then he'd be done forever. So if Mayweather did happen to just fall in the fourth or fifth round and get knocked out, quote-unquote knocked out, I wouldn't be surprised with that. Either.
Yeah, but if there is a rematch and McGregor knocks him out, is it in the octagon?
No. No way. No way.
He kind of has at that point, you won. Now you got to come.
No, I'm saying I wouldn't be surprised if Mayweather gets knocked down and...
Yeah.
I feel like Mayweather's trolling
Mayweather
everybody.
Loses.
Yeah, but then Connor would be all cocky, being all Connor, saying, fuck the octagon. I want to take him into a ring again.
Yeah, he'd be like,
I want another belt.
He would say some dumb shit.
I know.
Hopefully he doesn't call out Triple G. Shout out Tanner's favorite fighter, because that fucking dude would eat him alive.
Triple G?
Yes, Triple G. Gennady Golovkin would... Oh,
it'd
be bad.
I heard Triple G eats Lucky Charms for breakfast.
Without milk.
Get it?
I do.
Irish joke.
It was bad.
Fell straight on his face. No.
Who? McGregor?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was the joke, but...
Yeah, went over my head.
Yeah, well, I don't know how it went over your head, because you're so high right now.
Yeah, rolling up one right now.
What did, what did you do last night?
Took a magical trip down the shroom road.
How was it?
It was interesting. I didn't see anything trippy, but it was kind of just, it's a fun experience, you know. You sit back, you relax, you giggle a lot. It's
sit
a good
back,
time.
Sit back. You literally just told me you couldn't sleep for like 8 hours.
Hey,
how's that relaxing?
You sleep, but you just kick back and you just giggle and you smoke some more and it's a good time. I feel like you want to go outside and be like one with nature, though. Like really, when you take it, you want to just sit outside and just zone out looking at stars or something.
Is that what you did?
Yeah, no.
What did you do?
I sat inside because my friends were late. And we sat inside.
Played some Call of Duty.
Oh.
Gun game.
Yeah.
Changed the graphics
a little
bit.
Watch aggressive games when you're on it, because it's crazy.
Yeah.
Watching them play Call of Duty was tripping me out. I was like, yeah, I gotta go. No, I wasn't scared, but it was like, I was about to have a seizure or something. Yeah. I felt epileptic or something. Like,
the one screen was different, so it was like different graphics. So like,
what do you mean?
Like the red blood would be like pink, like neon pink, and like the walls were like neon green.
The walls are melting pink.
Yeah.
One time, one of our buddies, I'm not gonna name drop him, but he told me about what he did acid, and they were watching the movie Elf, and the scene where like the black manager becomes Santa Claus and he's got like the little kids and stuff. He said that he walked downstairs to see this, and the movie stopped, and the black Santa Claus looked at him and was like, "Ho, ho, ho, you're gonna die, motherfucker."
That is scary.
Dude, I'd be freaking out.
He was like, well, he's like, yeah, sometimes you just have these bad trips where I just had to go into the bathroom, just look myself in the mirror and be like, dude, you're not gonna die.
Wow, dude. That's a powerful moment.
And then goes on to tell me, like, yeah, man, you should totally try it sometime.
Yeah, I'm good. You tell me some shit like that, I'm good.
Yeah, you're not making it. You're
you
not
said the movie stopped?
Like, the movie paused. And the Santa Claus just looked at him and said, ho, 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 you're gonna die, motherfucker.
Dude, that is fucking scary.
He was, I don't know about that. He was in rough shape with that one.
All right. But he did make McGregor, it, right? My high ass.
Uh-oh.
I just, Paulie Malignaggi, I mean, he seems real honest. We were listening to Chael Sonnen today. Shout out, Chael.
Yes, Uncle Chael.
We were sitting there listening to him, and he made a good point that he's really given you no reason not to believe him, because he came out and said earlier that, you know, McGregor did give him a run for his money the one time, 8 rounds, and then again later he pushed him, and then in the last 2 rounds, the 11th and 12th, in sparring, McGregor was pushing him. He couldn't handle it.
Oh, so
there's really no reason for him to lie about being pushed down in the pick, but I'm such a McGregor fan. I gotta give him the benefit of the doubt.
But he also was, like, telling McGregor that to release the full.
Yeah, but he also said 12. He got put in a drug house, a crack house.
Who got put
in? Paulie Malignaggi said that McGregor put him up in a crack house. You see the pictures of it?
Oh, no.
It's a pretty nice place.
Maybe that was
me. It's like your standard home.
You're in Ireland. It's not like you're going to have a fucking Malibu mansion. He probably put him in a flat somewhere, and he didn't like it because he's rich and he just wasn't flashy enough for him.
I think they're in Vegas.
I thought so, too. I thought they were in Vegas, too.
But still,
it was probably a fucking nice house then in
Vegas. It's a nice home. It's an overscale home, I'd say.
Was it one of Danville's Aryans, like,
homes? It's a Strongsville home, I'd say.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Strongsville over here, if, like, anybody from not Ohio is listening, Strongsville's, like, upper middle class, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but they're, like, surrounded by middle to lower class, so
sucks for them. But
well, no, they like they all act like they all act very like entitled to things. It's just weird.
Alan's a native Strongsvillian.
I've actually lived in Parma longer than Strongsville. Wow!
Run for mayor?
My mom did run for mayor.
What?
It was interesting. She
did.
Did
you
run
have like
mayor.
Signs and shit?
Yeah, we had signs. I have a T-shirt. It's crazy.
Smith, 2011.
What happened was there was a mayor that nobody wanted to run against.
Oh, and, the powerhouse?
Yeah.
The New England Patriots?
His name was
Bill.
That name sounds like a mayor.
Sure. But when my mom put her ballot in to run, or put her name in to run, he died.
Oh, so she won by default?
No.
Oh.
Her name was the only one on the ballot, but like 19 other people ended up running. Pacatan backed Persiak, and they had more money, so they won.
He said Pacatan backed Persiak, as if I knew.
Pacatan,
I know the store, but I don't know who Persiak is.
He's the mayor of Strongsville.
Yeah, but I don't know, like.
Right now he is?
Know your politics, son.
I should know the Strongsville mayor.
Me and Alan are taking over this podcast.
Where are you just going? Kendrick.
Oh, wait. Hey, John, let me tag in for you, homie. These dudes picking on you. I don't really appreciate it. They not humble. You know, they need to sit down. Be humble. You need me to tag you back in, John? Okay, here you go.
Dude, that Asian Kendrick.
I know, it's the weirdest thing, though. Really
he is. Looks normal, though. He looks like the normal Kendrick. So, I don't really get it. But he that dude just keeps hanging around.
Smokes
so
too much. He's getting chink-eyed.
Oh, boy. He's so chink-eyed.
He loved me long time.
Oh, he's so chink-eyed.
Oh. Oh, my God.
You gave me too much, huh? About the shroom. Is that all you have for the shroom story, or have you done it before?
I did it one other time. I went to the Browns game, and I took them before the Browns game, and for some odd reason, there, everything was a tint of blue.
Was it pretty?
It was amazing. I was tripping out. And I got to the Browns game, and I could read numbers, but I could not read words.
Ooh.
I don't know why, but they were blurry. They just weren't there.
Oh, and that wasn't like you just wasn't, you couldn't understand it?
No, it's not that I couldn't understand them. They were just blurry. It was weird. Every letter was blurry. Numbers came in fine.
Was it like Braille?
And I asked Kanda, I was like, bro, we're trying to order beer and food. I was like, Kanda, read the menu to me. He's like, what the fuck? I'm trying to whisper so nobody hears me. And he's like, dude, what are you talking about? I was like, can you read the menu? I can't read. He's like, what the fuck do you mean you can't read? He yells it. Everybody hears it. They turn and look like I'm fucking like some dumbass.
Like you're
like I'm illiterate.
Floyd Mayweather trying
like
to read
a
menu.
Yeah. I'm about to drown in a bowl of soup or something.
Oh.
Yeah, it was bad. And he wouldn't read it to me. So I had to just go without food for a bit.
How about
we
the
lost that game and I was the only Browns fan leaving with a smile. Because I was still fucked up the whole
Was it a regular season game or preseason?
It was a regular season game. It was cold, it was rainy, and I was warm in a t-shirt. Because shrooms are incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shrooms are incredible. You know what else is incredible? Is the amount of crazy exes that Alan has.
I got a few.
Tell him about the hospital story.
You can chief some of it.
When the hospital story when your like lung collapsed or whatever, and that girl came to visit you.
Is this can this be out? Is this okay story to tell?
I mean, yeah,
I don't want to get him in trouble.
I mean, I don't mind.
Hey, if the hospital's listening right now.
Well, I was in the hospital a couple of times. The one time I was in the heart center.
Which, these hospitals are like...
I was in Parma Hospital.
Okay.
I was the youngest patient in the heart center.
Just get thrown out there.
I had a visitor. I can't name her, but... we would fool around, you know, in the hospital beds. And she came to visit me after my surgery. And I accidentally told her I was in love with a different chick. She stormed off crying. It was pretty fucked up.
Oh, that so wasn't the story I was expecting.
And then the second time I was in the hospital.
Oh.
That was short.
Well, that was, I can't go too far into detail. I don't want to get in too much trouble here. Yeah, that time, you know, it was bad. That person might not like me too much. But the second time I was in the hospital, John would come visit me all the time. And I'd tell him about all the chicks that would come visit me, and it was pretty interesting stories.
You want to tell
them? I don't know how many people have done it in a hospital, but doing it on morphine is pretty fun.
Ooh, okay.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't know. My uncle, I hadn't seen the guy in 7 years. This motherfucker, I wake up and I thought I was dead. I thought I died, because I wake up and I look and there's my uncle I haven't seen. He's like, how you doing? I was like, what the fuck? I was like, are you here? Like, know me? He's like, yeah. He's like, what's up? I heard you were in the hospital. I figured I'd come visit you. Every fucking morning I wake up, that dude's just sitting there. I was like, Jesus Christ. It was, to see the guy, you know, you haven't seen him in years. It was just weird.
You thought you died.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, I died. Reaper looks like my uncle.
Wait, are you here?
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. It was pretty fucked up.
What about me and Alan, we went to the Chainsmokers concert. And he goes, yeah, so like, what kind of music is this? I'm like, yeah, you know, it's kind of just like they're DJs. They're DJs, that's it. He's like, okay, cool. So we eat an edible and go there. And like, the first song starts playing, and, like, I'm feeling good, but Alan just had... Did you break up with the chick, or what was going on?
No, I had just gotten dumped.
Okay, so he got dumped, and I take him to the Chainsmokers concert, and I didn't realize how depressing all the lyrics to the Chainsmokers are. They are some of the saddest shit I've ever heard. Those two guys got their heart broken, so...
Every song's about wanting her back, yeah. Make come back, blah, blah, blah.
Remember this time, remember that time? So I take Alan to this concert after he just got his heart broken, and he just looks at me, and he's like, hey, man, this is a great concert to bring me to. He's like, it's not depressing at all. And then before the concert starts, he goes, hey, man, it's not like... It's not going to be gay for two dudes to go to a Chainsmokers concert together, right? And I'm like, no, not at all. They're a DJ group. First thing the guy says is, hey, if you're here with your best friend, grab her hand and throw it in the air.
I looked at this dude. I was like, well, that answers my gay question. The best part was this chick comes on stage before the Chainsmokers and she yells, all right, all the fuck boys, this song's out for you. And we got... 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 14-year-old, like
little
and
girls.
A mom and another mom sitting in front of us, and John just goes, yeah, right here, screaming, fucking, I was dying, it was the best. It wasn't too bad, we got drunk a little bit.
And that, yeah, but then, like, I realized that I was just screaming, because after she was like, all the fuck boys, like, make some noise or something.
Yeah, all the fuck boys make
yeah,
some noise.
I didn't even realize that I was like... I don't know. I think I was just too far gone. That, like, the edibles kicking in, and I just didn't...
Yeah, once the edibles kicked in, I...
He was less depressed.
Yeah, but, I was, like, but still kind of depressed. Yeah, you know, I wasn't on the planet. I was like, all right, yeah. Fuck this.
So, you thought your uncle was the Grim Reaper.
Yes, dude.
And then, did that set off a chain of ghosts in your house, or was this...
Dude, I'll be honest with you, I don't know. It's craziness. I worked at Ford. I still do, but I was sitting in the basement. I'm sleeping. I wake up at 4 a.m, and there's, like, one of those chairs, like, folding card table chairs, just propped open right next to my bed.
What?
Like, right next to it. Like, somebody just sat down and watched
me sleep. That was me watching you sleep, dude.
That was crazy. John, you should have told me.
I was watching
me up,
you.
Son.
I said, look at that tight little rump.
Well, now I can sleep at night, because at least I know it wasn't a ghost.
Was that the only thing that happened, that you thought was a ghost?
You're
probably wasted, blacked out.
I had a dream. I was being chased by demons, right?
Uh-oh.
On a ship. I don't know why it was a ship. I have no idea what I ate before bed. I don't know what I did. I don't do, you know, I smoke every day, you know, before bed, so I'd imagine I don't change my routine too often. Probably had a 4 for 4.
Okay.
Yeah. Double stack.
Yeah, plain. Double stack. Yep.
Plain with ketchup.
Sriracha.
Is that his fucking Wendy's order?
Yeah.
Why do you
and
know
sometimes
that?
The Frosty, because
we got
them.
4 for 4
okay.
That day.
All right, whatever.
But I fell asleep. I'm having this dream, and they're chasing me around the ship, and to be honest with you, I don't know anything about this ship. I just got planted there. And for some reason, I was able to keep dodging them.
Okay. Usually that happens in dreams, I think.
Yeah, but I get to...
I don't think
to,
they ever get you.
I get to... No. Dude, I got to the like the deck of the ship.
Uh-huh.
And I turn around, and the dude's standing there, and he starts laughing.
Oh, what?
And he's like, run all you want, dude. You're asleep in your bed. We're watching you sleep.
What?
I sat there. What? I shit you not. I woke up. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I woke up, like, it was, like, in such a panic, I couldn't believe it. Like, it just, he just looked at me dead cold.
What, did he look like a
like,
pirate?
No, he just looked like a just a person. But, like, possessed or something, dude. Like, he just looked at me and he's like, dude, run all you want, bro. You're asleep in your bed. We know right where you're at. Like, he's like, we're watching you. I was like, what the fuck, dude? It shook me. Couldn't believe it.
Couldn't believe it.
It was a crazy time, I'm telling you. Ghosts are creepy.
A few
man.
4 for 4s will do that too, man.
You got any?
I don't know. No dreams really like that. I don't know.
I
have aspirations, but...
That same crazy chick that was in the hospital tar and feathered my Jeep.
Ooh.
She tar and feathered your Jeep?
Bro.
What color was your Jeep?
Black Wrangler. Everybody knows. If they know me, they know I had a black Wrangler. They know it. It's unfortunate.
This guy.
It's gone. But... I go into the store, and she's mad at me. And she took Coca-Cola cherry.
Okay.
Poured it all over my dash. And since I have a bunch of, like, blunt guts from the tobacco, poured them all over the Coke that she just poured all over my dash, and then blasted my heat so that it would dry while I was in the store. I come out, it was, wow. I had to take apart my dash, I had to wash it, it was nuts. Wow. Crazy is beyond real to me.
Wait, do I know who this girl is?
Of course you do.
Oh, is it the...
You chanted about her at a Normandy game.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that.
That was interesting.
So...
In front of her grandparents on senior night. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Changing that subject.
Well, I mean, it doesn't really matter. I'll tell that story the next time.
It's okay.
No, I kind of want to. It's a good story. Yeah. It's one of my finer moments.
Yeah. It was an interesting story. I was at work.
Fuck it, I'll say it right now.
We can talk about it. You know what?
So,
fuck it, if you're listening and you know her and you know this story, I don't give a fuck. Tell her.
So, Alan was, not dating, but...
This was junior year.
He was...
Boyfriend number two.
Boyfriend number two for a girl in high school. And when... She was a cheerleader for, like, our rival school, and at the basketball game at their high school, apparently on their senior night, I didn't know this. I still would have done it.
Their family was there, grandparents.
I lost a bang. Yeah, I got our student section to chant that Alan banged.
So-and-so.
The person from the other team.
Mind you, girlfriend. Boyfriend's at the game also.
Yeah, he didn't like that either.
He ends up punching a gimp.
Yeah, he punched...
Oh my god. He punched a kid with a wimp.
You call him a gimp.
I didn't mean to say gimp, but you know what I'm saying.
Something else.
You could have said anything else.
Well, I'm so politically correct. I don't know. If he knows me, he knows I meant the best.
But I don't think...
It's okay.
Oh, whatever.
Whatever.
It's still wrong to do.
Yeah, I understand.
No, it's just because he's not a gimp. So.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you punched a kid, like, you're mad at me and you punch a different kid. Come on.
Yeah. Apparently, he's not a friend of mine either. My buddy was like, yeah, dude. He's like, I was best friends with him in high school. And he would still be pissed about that today if I told him. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, karma caught up. It's okay.
To you?
Oh, yeah, dude. Karma is real. And I did some dick things. You gotta change your ways.
Did you change your ways? No.
Yes. I've become quite a changed man.
You know it didn't change? Alan's addiction to weed.
It didn't. It increased with the women I talked to. For some reason, you know, it's very therapeutic.
What do you mean?
Like you know, you're bored all day. You know, you just gotta smoke. What else is there to do in Parma? The dirty pee.
So would you like to call our beautiful city?
Yes. The dirty pee. If you're not from Ohio and you don't know what it is, Google it.
The dirty pee?
Parma State of Mind.
I wouldn't Google the dirty pee.
Especially not in images.
Yeah,
not the dirty pee.
Google if you want to see what Parma looks like, just Google the image the dirty pee. And
hey, it's probably better looking than Parma.
Yeah.
Not really. Parma's not that bad, but what are you gonna do?
I would say there's 20% like rednecks and like trash in Parma, but like that 20% like makes it known that they're not good people.
Yeah.
Man, Alan just turned the lights on. I just looked him in the eye and I don't even know who this person is. I think it's, what was his alter ego?
Pharrell.
I think it was Pharrell.
Yeah, hey, so the Browns the other day played the Saints, and it was pretty impressive. Brock Osweiler came out and choked like everybody thought he would. You know, so Kessler didn't look bad. Kaiser didn't look bad. He might be the starter against the Giants. Let's see what he does. You look pretty good. the first string defense didn't look bad. Myles Garrett didn't really do much. He didn't look horrible. And Peppers, Fur caught a punt that he easily could have returned. He instantly regretted that one.
But, he regretted it?
Yeah. Why? He fair caught it, and he realized he had way more than enough room to, do something there. And he immediately was like, oh, shit, fuck. I could have fucking returned that or something, you know? Like, I could have done something more than fair catching it.
Yeah.
What else? Immediately kicked himself in the ass. The next time he got a punt, 15-yard return.
Did he,
So he bounced back.
Oh, he... Well, how many... What would he have done if he...
Probably would have gotten maybe 5 to 10 yards.
Oh, so it wasn't like...
I mean, that's something. If you're a return guy, those yards are something. Who knows? He could have broken a play. The guy's magic on his feet.
He's magic on his feet?
Yeah. Is that a problem? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You got any other hot takes? Pharrell...
You could have a sports segment every podcast, hey, dude.
I don't know who that guy was, but he was fucking weird. Thank God he left. That voice, yeah, that voice was fucking god awful. Whoever that was, holy shit, that guy.
All I said was his name, and it summoned him.
It came out of nowhere.
Hey guys, you making fun of me? You guys laughing at me? Because I don't think that's very nice. Oh, I heard you dog my voice. Fucked. So.
This podcast is fucked.
Dude, it's not that bad. Could be worse.
It could be. That's not a good way to...
I can't wait till you get all those negative-ass comments on your Sahara. What? I don't even know how to say that app.
I don't really either.
I'm not hip with it, so I don't know what it is, but I can't wait till you get those negative comments.
Why does it look like there's blood dripping down this window?
I went for, like, a shining effect.
There's this window. I think it was supposed to be, like, stained glass looked.
I don't see it's red, bro.
It's all crisp. It's all cracked. All the,
Shining, like, the elevator from The Shining.
Yeah. This thing just looks like there's blood streaks all the way.
Rab.
All right, Pharrell, you gotta go, dude. We gotta talk about Zeke's suspension. I wanted to take him in fantasy.
I would not do it.
Well, he's out for the first 6 games.
Take Le'Veon Bell instead. Or Todd Gurley.
Well,
But I don't know, because they just got Sammy Watkins.
Sammy Watkins did just go to the LA Rams. That's a big, big trade.
Are you a big Rams fan?
No, but, you know, I don't mind seeing them succeed. They just moved to L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind it. The fans out there really don't deserve it. You know, they probably don't give a shit about football.
Oh, the L.A. fans?
Yeah, they probably
Dude, they're diehard fans, dude.
No.
The L.A. fan base is the best fan base, is what I've always heard.
No. I know you're being sarcastic, but no.
What about Kyrie? Can I get Pharrell's take on Kyrie?
Please.
Pharrell, get Pharrell.
Go get him?
Yeah, go get Pharrell. All
right, man.
So, Kyrie, there's still all this shit going on with him.
Hey, John.
Oh,
what's up?
He's back. What's going on, man? I just wanted to get your take. This is Pharrell again. On Twitter, you could add him. It's at Pharrell underscore raspy voice. And his Instagram is... it's Pharrell Football Fan 4. So you guys could hit him up, ask him some crazy questions, but I'm asking him about Kyrie right now. So what's your take on Kyrie?
To be honest with you, I think he's kind of being a little bitch right now. To say you don't want to play with LeBron is ridiculous. Three straight finals. The guy's impressive. If you want to have a bigger picture in the team and you want to take more shots, start making your shots at a higher percentage, you know?
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, he didn't shoot that great in the finals. His percentages weren't that fantastic. But, I'm sure you could also ask LeBron, hey, man, I'm clutch, you're not, let me take the shot.
Oh, so...
But, Kyrie's just being a bitch. Where is he going to go?
you can't trade him anywhere. You're not going to get much. You can't trade him to Minnesota. They'd have a fucking dynasty. That'd be incredible. Could you imagine? Jimmy Butler, Kyrie, Karl Anthony Towns. You know, that's a pretty fucking team right there.
They have to give us something, young. Though.
Yeah,
they have
to they'd give us something.
Give us Wiggins. That's why I didn't name Wiggins. You'd have to give us Wiggins if we give you Kyrie. Yeah, you know, there's no way. I say we trade him to New York, get Kristaps. That'd be nice.
I thought they said they wouldn't do that.
Yeah, well, fuck New York.
Okay, so so they have to participate in this trade.
Yeah, well, you know, they're kind of assholes.
New York or the Knicks?
The Knicks.
Okay.
New York.
What? How do you
Big Apple.
You're just calling out. You're just calling out the whole Big Apple.
You just say New York.
Yeah, Cleveland's where it's at. We're the best. So, sorry, that's where it is.
What can you tell us about Cleveland heartbreak? Because you seem you. I don't know if you are, but you sound like you're about 64.
Yeah, the shot, the fumble, the drive. You know, you have your heartbreak. You know, it's it. I'm a diehard Browns fan. You know, and every year you just. You go into it so optimistic, you get excited, and, you know, you get your heart broken. But this year, you know, I feel like it might be a tad different. You know, I just want to see progress.
His voice is so awful.
Yeah.
Did it excite you seeing Stipe bring a title to Cleveland?
Yeah, Stipe's the guy who broke the curse, to be honest with you. Everyone gives LeBron credit, but the first championship to Cleveland, Stipe Miocic. That guy right there is a fucking champ.
How do you feel about when people say, no, it's the Cleveland Crush that broke this curse, if you're going to say Stipe did?
You know what I say to that?
Who are the Cleveland Crush?
Yeah, like who the fuck is the Cleveland Crush?
That's literally what I say when people tell me that. I was like,
who the fuck is the Cleveland Crush?
Then I just say, it sounds like a shitty soccer team or something. And they're like, it's an indoor soccer team.
Yeah.
Is it women's too?
America. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Do you guys think WNBA titles count?
No. What?
No.
What city gets stoked?
I remember, but
Seahawks. Not to put the WNBA down, but wow. Nah, I wouldn't get stoked for that.
I wouldn't either.
If we had a girls team, I'd back them for Cleveland. But
would you go to any?
No. That sounds like a waste.
The tickets were like $5.
Yeah, if they were super cheap.
I probably wouldn't either.
If they were cheaper than a Cleveland State Men's basketball game, I'd go.
How much are those?
Probably $15. Last time I went to one of those games, Matt Murphy.
Pharrell knows Matt Murphy?
Pharrell knows Matt Murphy.
What did Matt Murphy do at the Cleveland State basketball game?
I saw Nathan Allen. Hey, it was a good game. I saw Norris Cole, I'm pretty
sure. Wait, so did he do anything?
He just shouted him out.
We just went to the game. What do you want from me?
Oh, you guys went together.
All you did was say his name a couple times.
I said Matt Murphy. You guys weren't listening.
We were both listening. Don't you have something else you gotta do?
Get you out of here again, guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll call you back if we. Maybe next time. But.
Call me maybe.
Time to go, bro. Is Alan back?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Where'd you find that guy?
Dude, honestly, he was a homeless guy on the street. We picked him up.
I was wondering, he sounds like an old white guy. But his name makes me think he's a black guy, so I don't really know.
Yeah, that's weird.
Is he just, we don't really know what he is?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. He's just like an old white homeless guy.
Oh, he's...
Okay, that clears it up.
Okay, yeah. Named Pharrell.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's weird. Anyway, I like it. I thought he had dreads, but it was really... I think he had, like, that shit that dirty dogs get. Yeah,
it's just matted hair.
Yeah, his hair is just...
What's worse, matted hair or bald?
Come on, man.
Oh.
Are you the one that's leaving me all those mean messages?
Yeah.
Calling me a bald faggot.
No. Shane can't talk about a receding hairline.
Yeah, I'm going there. I'll be there soon.
So,
I told him I'd get him Bosley if I ever hit the lottery. Yeah.
Maybe you can get in on it.
Yeah. Hey, you want some hair? If I ever get rich, son.
Or you guys are getting some hair.
Dude,
you don't care?
If I put hair on the top of my head, that would be like taking a bunch of very healthy people and putting them in like a room that everything dies in. That's what that would be like.
It'd be goofy for him to just all of a sudden have hair.
It'd be like, it's like,
yeah, it'd be like something's up. Yeah. Did he get buys?
I think so.
No.
It's like a patch of land where just everything dies, and then you go plant like grass there, expecting it to grow.
Is your head like the desert?
Yeah.
Is it like the Sahara? Death Valley?
Yeah, it is a Death Valley. That's why I call my head.
Yeah.
Death Valley? Yeah. That's a nice head, though. It really is.
It doesn't look bad.
No, seriously, it really does suit you.
You guys don't think I'm a bald faggot?
No, you bicked it. Doesn't look horrible.
Yeah.
You could be like a big baby for Halloween.
Wow. Throw a diaper on?
Yeah, you push it on your stroller.
That's fucked up. One big ass stroller. What else we got on here? Okay, so I put down transgender, not for like me personally, but I'm distracted right now.
Shout out LA Fitness.
So the transgender thing is weird to me because as far as like if you want me to call you a different name, I'm cool with that. But let's not pretend like we're a boy or a girl. I just feel like if you're born a boy, biology said you were a boy. So the mental illness that you got, I'm cool calling you Michelle, but yeah. I'm not gonna call you her.
It's like a weird thing. Like personally, I don't give a fuck what you do.
So you're working at like, say you're working at a gym. Like I work at LA Fitness, for example. And you clearly see a dude dressed like a girl, and he goes into the women's locker room. Are you going to stop him, or are you just going to let him go?
No, I'm for sure going to be like, dude, what are you doing? I'll be like, bro, what are you doing?
I was working front desk, and I had a chick come in that looked like a man. I don't know if she was trying to become a man. I have no idea. I accidentally called her sir.
Is she shorter?
No, she was tall. Oh, big woman. Bigger than like Canada. And I couldn't, you know, I felt horrible because, you know, I accidentally called her sir and I realized she wasn't when she checked in, her name popped up. But I don't know. Maybe she wanted to become a man. I have no idea. I don't give a fuck. If you want to become a man, become a man. If you want to become a girl, become a girl.
I got a problem with it, but
you can't sit there and be like, I want acceptance.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't even accept a boy or girl.
Yeah, I accept whatever you want, but I'm not going to call you a girl if you got a dick. We got rules here, people. Can't please everybody. That's what happens when everybody gets a goddamn trophy.
My biggest problem is the gender thing. When people are like, there's more than like men or women.
Oh, yeah.
There's two. There's a man or woman. It's whether you're a man or a female, it does not. It's your genitalia. It's one or the other. You're not some weird tentacle octopus. Like, no.
There was one guy that said he could change what he was. So, like, if somebody said something, like, towards women, he would, like, be like, okay, I'm a woman now. And you had to, like...
I could do that, too. I'd just tuck my dick and balls between my
legs. What? I'm a goat.
Shane's a dick tucker.
It's a touchy subject.
I'm certified sure dick tucker.
Upset about it.
CDT over there.
Certified dick tucker. I'd rather do that than
be into
nugget porn.
Oh, was that you or...
No.
Oh, I was wondering. Yeah, no, I'm not into it. Somebody who left that message.
Oh no, I believe you. They asked you what your favorite kind of porn was.
Oh yeah, well my nugget porn. Yeah, okay. Well, they said nugget porn was, people without arms or legs,
which is horrible.
It was so horrible.
It's such a sick thought.
It was so funny.
Yeah, I mean,
but what I thought, what gets me hot and bothered is you get Alan getting his 4 for 4. And
oh, the nuggets
he gets some nuggets, and he starts dipping them nuggets. I tell you what, I'm a bust. I'm a bust all over that. That's what kind of nugget porn I like.
Nuggets, food.
I like chicken nugget porn. And don't get it confused with, like, two chickens having sex. I'm not, like, pre-nugget porn. That's before their nuggets. But, like, two chickens having sex, I'm not down with that either.
I don't know if I'm down with food porn. Never gave it a shot.
Dude, you should.
I don't know if it would strike my fancy.
What would you say your favorite chicken nugget is?
Like from a
one in his pants.
Besides that one. Are we talking about like fast food chicken nuggets?
Yes, sir. So you got Burger King with $1.49.
I'm going. Here's the thing. It would have easily been hands down Wendy's spicy nuggets, but they want to fuck around with my emotions and got rid of the spicy nuggets, so I'm not gonna pick them. I don't know who I'm gonna pick. That would have been my choice. Probably some. Can I get chicken fries at Burger King? No. It's gotta be nugget, dude. Why you gotta play with me?
I heard Chick-fil-A has nice chicken nuggets. I never had them. Some
Burger King. Alan's so high now. He's got the munchies. That's exactly what you just heard. I guess I'm still going with Burger King because McDonald's Burger King. Like
McDonald's are good though.
Yeah, but they creep me out.
Yeah. They are. Yeah,
especially when, like, they used to stamp them into, like, shapes. Like, the one looked like a foot.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. BK did that, too, though.
Did they?
Yeah, they made crowns.
Yeah, but crowns are okay. I don't want it to look like the a chicken foot.
That's a very valid point.
For sure. Get that shit out of my little face.
And what are you dipping it in?
I prefer barbecue. Okay. But sometimes if I'm feeling like a crazy man. When I was at Wendy's, I would dip it in my Frosty. That's so good. I'll get them spicy nuggets with the Frosty, and it was like the sweet and the spicy, cold and the hot.
Yeah, I guess so.
It was perfect.
So that's, you like that.
All right. Alan's a monster. We got way off that transgender thing. I don't know where we left off either. Somehow it got into me.
Oh, nuggets to nugget porn.
Yeah.
People are going to be sensitive on that one.
Yeah, people are sensitive to everything. I always, on this thing, I have to like be like, oh, my bad, I was just kidding. But it's my podcast, so
yeah,
I don't know what I'm apologizing for.
Yeah. The fans already hate you, it seems like.
Yeah. Dude, I'm not. Those messages, they're fucking assholes.
We should read a couple. Are there any good ones?
If I click off of this, the podcast will pause and it'll be a big issue. And
we don't want that.
No. I don't know. The first one was, it was something funny. Shit. I don't know.
I'll try to think of it. I can't remember.
Shane's going to try to think of it because it was funny. But, you look like you smoke Newports backwards.
Yeah.
Like, I smoked the filters. Dude, they're complete monsters on there. Then one of them said, let me know when your girlfriend's single, and then the next message said, did you and JC break up? No, we didn't break up, you fucking asshole. There was one dude that said, like, I want JC to sit on my face. I'm assuming it's the same person, because it's probably just one creep leaving all the messages.
This guy's raising his hand.
Oh, that's you that
leaves
these messages?
Well, she already hates me.
Who?
I'm just kidding. Never mind. Over your head.
I'm confused.
I don't know.
It's okay.
I don't know what happened.
I'm rolling.
You took too many shrooms to the brain.
Too many shrooms to the brain for Alan. When I got here today, I walked down in the basement, and Shane had on, like, a little children's dance competition.
Oh.
He had on, like, So You Think You Could Dance.
Kids
10 and younger.
I was trying to find the game.
And the group that was winning was like a little black kid.
Oh god.
A little white girl. And I wasn't shocked.
I wasn't either.
And Seal's one of the hosts on there.
Yeah, Seal was going off. He enjoyed it.
Yeah.
He really did. He enjoyed it a little too much, I would say.
He had a very creepy smile.
Chill out, Seal, yeah.
He was, like, smiling at those little kids like Bill Cosby smiled at, like, the girls that he put the roofies in their drinks. It was very creepy. Was that too soon?
Yeah, Bill Cosby. We don't know Bill Cosby did that yet.
Dude, we do know that.
Ow.
You know R. Kelly has, like, a cult? No.
Yeah, I saw that. R. Kelly's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, he like.
He keeps people anyway, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, and like in his cult, he like doesn't let the people, like the girls, like talk to their families or anything.
I don't doubt that. That's not a cult. That's called being a pimp.
No, that's called having groupies, dude. That's what that is.
That's just groupies.
Yeah, that's groupies.
Are we going drinking tonight? Yeah, Adam, she just got so happy.
Flex and get us a case.
Oh, I guess.
This kid.
I guess we're not going drinking. I heard somebody say it before, and I thought that's what was happening.
Hey, maybe, who knows?
But
you might catch us at a local State Road tavern.
Yeah, never mind. I don't want to go drinking.
Dude, seriously though, Alan, if you want to grab us a case, I was at a Valero or something, or Speedway, and there was 12 tall.
Why are you all wet?
Your beard is drenched. Your face, what'd you do? Put your face under the faucet?
Take these ladies a picture.
Alright, so.
Anyway, it was like.
Shane just came back and just sat down looking like a freaking snack. He sat down, I look over at him. His beard's dripping wet. This little stud over here, he's got a pocket tee on, and it's a pocket tee V-neck.
You should have seen him sitting next to Josh yesterday.
Was he looking like a snack?
He looked so small. I was tripping out, dude. I was tripping, and Shane just looked so much smaller than Josh. And I was like, I just want to hold you like a baby. I was like, you're so tiny.
Shane thinks he's balding. But he's like, dude, look at my hairline. I'm thinning out. And it's like the hairline I had in like 6th, 7th grade.
So I got a few more years?
Yeah, man. You got like, I'm going to go with like 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
How old are you? 22? 21?
22.
Yeah. When you're 30.
22.
I'm done.
30, you're done. That's yeah.
Right. You can give me some tips on how to shave.
Dude.
Done by 28.
We can shave each other's bald heads, man.
That'd be nice.
That'd be super weird. But.
Anyway, hey.
You being optimistic with that time estimate.
You think so?
A little bit.
I don't know.
He's going to lose the top, and he's going to look
that'll
like
actually
a dude from
be, that'll be my next Twitter poll. I'll post a picture
how
of his hairline.
Shane's hairline.
And it's going to be over or under 30 years old.
All right.
It's just going to be yes or no.
Sounds good.
Or over or under, my bad, not yes or no. Alan, whenever I'm with Alan, even like if I don't partake in the festivities with Alan Smith, but he, this dude, I don't think I've ever hung out with him when he's completely sober. Actually, that's a fact. I've never hung out with Alan when he's completely sober. He is addicted to weed.
I think you can get addicted. People are silly if they say you can't.
Well, yeah.
Anything
I mean,
that
you
releases
could get
endorphins into your head.
Yeah, you can get addicted to anything, though. You know what I'm addicted to?
Pussy.
Bustin'. You're addicted to pussy.
No.
No?
One, maybe.
Yeah, right now.
No, not like that. I meant like, yeah, whatever. Either way, it sounds douchey, so fuck it.
Go ahead, say it.
That's what he said.
Yeah,
oh.
Fuck it, that's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Fuck it.
He's gonna live with it.
Oh, you're living with being addicted?
Great.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like this thing fell apart after about the 30 minute mark. I feel like you guys got a good 30 minutes though.
Yeah,
if you're still listening to this last 18 minutes, I apologize. That Pharrell dude just blew everything.
You know, you're a real
get out of here, Pharrell.
You know, you talk a lot of shit, John. It's a damn shame.
Remember his
get the hell out of here.
His Instagram, if you guys even give a shit, it's Pharrell Football Fan 4.
And then what was his Twitter?
It was Pharrell _ Raspy Voice. So, if
Raspy's
you guys.
Raspy's my middle name.
Yeah, alright.
Bing's my game.
Bing? What does that even mean, Pharrell?
I don't know. I just did a couple. I did some meth the other day, so I don't know.
This dude's a fucking crackhead. We need
he
to get him
is
out of here.
Alright.
I'm not a crackhead. I just said I'm a meth head, you fucking idiots.
Alright, if you guys have anything to plug, you guys could, like, say where people could follow you at.
This is like Dirty Jobs. If you have any ideas or, you know, things we should talk about, you know, just, you know, let us know.
Yeah, I want to follow me on Twitter, Instagram. Just Shane Zoller. And then shout out to my boy Matt Fox. We holding it down out here, bull.
I don't use Twitter or Instagram, so don't follow me. All right. I don't really do much. Shout out me. I don't fucking know.
All right, so.
What a whack way to end that.
Yeah, he just shouted himself out. On that note.
Pharrell, man.
Who am I supposed to shout out?
You should have shouted out Pharrell, your alter ego.
He just said he's a method. I can't shout that out. That's terrible.
It's whatever, guys. Thanks for listening, especially if you listen to this past, this last 20 minutes, because it wasn't the best work. But until next time.
He's hating.
Peace.